Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel. And we begin three lines on the top with a very famous Gemara, which we say every morning in the Korbanos section of the davening. So we begin, Abaya Mesader Ma'arocho Mishmei the Gemara. Abaya set up the day's activities based upon the Gemara. Now what does that mean based upon the Gemara? So Rashi explains it means the Kula Yeshiva, the Rabbanon, the Vei Medrasha. That this was what they learned in the Beis Medrash, and everybody learned it this way. Alternatively, some suggest that this means it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. And that's what the Siach Yitzchok seems to imply, albeit it doesn't sound that way from Rashi. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim has a very interesting explanation. He says that there's a printing error over here. It's not Mishmei de Gemara, it's Mishmei de Ganda. Ganda was the name of a Talmud Chacham, and that's who he learned this din from. In any event, we say this every morning in the Korbanos section, and this is according to the opinion of Aliba da Abba Shaul. We had a machlokas early in the Gemara in Daf Yudalid, and this is going in accord with the day set up according to Abba Shaul. So we start off with Marocha Gedola Kodemis Marocha Shnia Shel Ketores. The first thing that they did was set up the pyre, the large pyre that was on top of the Mizbeach. It was known as the large pyre because it was larger than the other pyre. Now, we'll learn more in the Masechta. There were definitely two pyres according to everybody, and then some suggested that there was a third, a fourth, and a fifth, depending on the different shittos. Everybody says there were at least three, because the third one was a special one for Yom Kippur, which we'll learn about, and then some suggest there was always a fourth and a fifth as well. So this is according to the opinion of Abba Shaul, that there was the Marocha Gedola that was set up first before the Marocha Shnia. The Marocha Shnia was used specifically to make coals for the Ketores service, for the bringing of the Ketores inside in the Heichal on the Inner Mizbeach. The Teferis Yisrael gives a different reason. The Teferis Yisrael says, "V'fishoy saw madura gedola urechava." It was wide. It was physically big, and therefore it needed to have all the evari hatomid and other korbanos brought on it, and that's why it was called the marocha gedola. Likewise, he brings down it also as kaparasa meruba. It had a tremendous number of sacrifices brought on it, and a tremendous amount of kapara was done on it. So, for whatever the reason, it was called the marocha gedola. Now, Tosfos asks a very good question over here. Why are we starting off the day with the Marocha Gedola? And in Tosfos Dira Maskel, Abai Masadet, he says, Tamuli, it's unclear to me, it's problematic. Amaylo Kochoshiv Nami Truma Sedeshin. Why isn't the day started over here with the Truma Sedeshin? The Havinami Tchila Savodus Diyamama. That was also the first activity of the day. So why do we start off with the Sida Marocha? Why don't we start off with Truma Sedeshin? So Tosfos gives the answer, Tzorech Lomar, you must say, Mishum Dezimnim, Machdimin Oso Me'ashmoris Rishona, since as we brought down previously, on the Yom Noroim, the Shlosh Regalim, when there were so many korbanos that had to be brought, so there was a tremendous amount of ash that was made, so they started to remove the ash much earlier in the nighttime, from the Ashmor HaRishona, from the first third of the night, or alternatively, sometimes Mechatzos, for midnight. That's what they did on Yom Kippur. Hilkach lo kachoshiv lo shayahefseh gado beina obein hane de kachoshiv. And therefore, this first activity of the Sida Marocha occurred many, many hours later sometimes, and therefore that's why Abaye didn't include the Truma Sadeshin as the first activity. That's Teretz number one. These are all done, he says, these that he's listing over here were done one right after the other. Hanoch, the kachoshiv, those that he listed over here, are you regilin lasosun bezeacharzeh. Second teretz gives inami yesh lomar truma sedeshin ikor mitzvasa rak balayla. The truma sedeshin technically really was done at night. Avalhani, all of these iboil mavdinu biyamama or shus biyodim. All of these could be done during the daytime, and therefore that's why he starts off with this list here. In any event, the first events of the day are the marocha gedola that comes before setting up the marocha shnia shel ketores. Again, the first pyre was for all the korbanos that would be sacrificed. That was actually where they were put, and the second pyre, that was to make the coals for the Haktoris Haktoris. Now, the second pyre is setting that up. They set up the second pyre before they put the Shnei Gezir Eitzim on the first pyre. That was the carbon Eitzim. Those are the two blocks of wood that the Kohanim had to bring. There was one Kohen that brought them in the morning, and as we previously learned, there were two Kohanim that brought them in the afternoon. Each Kohen took one of the blocks of wood in the afternoon. In the morning, there was one Kohen that did both of these blocks of wood, and that was done after the second pyre was set up. Then they went back to the first pyre and put the blocks of wood on there and burnt them. After that, the Sidur Shnei Gezira Eitzim, Kodim Ladishu Mizbeach Pnimi. The next activity, the Shnei Gezira Eitzim became before, the next activity, which was the Dishun Mizbeach Pnimi. That was the clearing off the ash that was on the Inner Mizbeach. Now, there never was animals, as I mentioned many times, on the Inner Mizbeach. The only thing that was on the Inner Mizbeach was the Ketores. and they would therefore burn the Ketores and the Inim Mizbeach. It was done in the morning and in the evening, and they would then go and have to clean it off the following morning, and that was called Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. That preceded the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi Kodim LaTovas Chomesh Neiros. That came prior to clearing out the menorah of five of the seven candles that were in the menorah, so you had to clear out those lamps from the previous day's wick and leftover oil and residue. So that clearing out of those five candles preceded the next activity. And this came after the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why we did five and then two, the Gemara will explain later on. It's based upon Psukim. And first you did five, and then subsequently you did something else in between the five and the two, and then you're going to get to the Atavah Shtei Neiros afterwards. So according to this opinion of Abaye, according to Abba Shaul, the next activity after the Atavas Chomish Neiros, called them the Dam HaTomid. They did the Dam HaTomid. They did the actual Zrik of the Dam during the interval between the Atavas Chomish Neiros and the Atavas Shtei Neiros. So here, the Zrik HaSadam was done. Now, this was the Machlokas we had earlier. This is according to the opinion of Abba Shaul. So the Atavas Chomesh Neiros called the Dam HaTomid, and then the Dam HaTomid, that came prior, the Zrik of the Dam came prior, called the Atavas Shtei Neiros, the last two Neiros, to go and do the Hatov on the last two Neiros, and then the Atavas Shtei Neiros called the Lektores, the cleaning out of the last two candles in the menorah, that takes precedence to doing the Ketores, the Haktores Haktores, the burning of the incense on the inner Mizbeach. After that, Ketores, you do the burning of the incense on the inner Mizbeach, Kohen then goes and it's kodem le'evarim. That is before you put all of the evarim from the carbon tamid, the various component parts that we had discussed earlier, the vesechta, those were then placed on the mizbeach. So the ketores, the burning of the incense on the inner mizbeach, takes precedence in order to the putting of the limbs on the outer mizbeach. And these evarim on the outer mizbeach, they're all sacrificed before you go to the mincha. Now, the mincha here is talking about the minchas nesachim, the mincha flower libation that came along with the carbon tamid. That is done after the evarim. But the mincha is done prior l'chavitin. The chavitin is a special mincha that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every morning and every evening. It comes from his own pocket. He, lav davka, has to be the one to actually bring it. A regular Kohen can go bring it on his behalf. And this is also called the minchas chavitin. But the regular mincha libations, the minchas nesachim that came with the Karban Tamid, preceded the bringing of the chavitin. After the chavitin l'nesachim, they came prior to the wine libations. Nesachim here is referring to the yayin, the wine libation that came with the Karban Tamid. After you did the wine libation, the Nesachim, that comes prior to Musafim, to the carbon Musaf of the day, assuming it's a day that has a carbon Musaf. So after you finish the carbon Tamid, Shal Shachris, only then do you bring the other carbonas of the day, such as a carbon Musaf. And the Musafim, these carbonas Musaf, take precedence to the Labazichin. If this is Shabbos, so you have the Arichas of the Lechem upon him, you place the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan, you take off the old Lechem upon him, you put on the new Lechem upon him, and you take the Shnei Bazichin, the two ladlefuls of frankincense of Lavona that are on top of each of the six lechem upon him, altogether there were 12 lechem upon him, two stacks of six each, and they had on the top of them a ladle of the frankincense of the Lavona. These two ladles, they were brought onto the Mizbeach. The frankincense that was inside of them was machdir on the Mizbeach. So first you bring the carbon musaf of Shabbos, and then you only bring after that the ladlefuls of the frankincense, what's called the bazichin. After the Bazichin, so that's the last activity of the day before the Komet Tabit Shobein Abayim. So after the Bazichin, L'Somet Shobein Abayim, they take precedence to the last activity, which is the Korban Tomet Shobein Abayim. And we know this because it says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'hiktir Oleha Chalvei Hashlomim. It says in regards to the morning Korban Tomet that you will bring it Oleha Chalvei Hashlomim. On it you will bring the Chalvei Hashlomim. What does that mean? It has nothing to do with the carbon shlomim. The chelvei hashlomim means aleha hashleim kol hakabanos kulam. On it, you will complete all the other kabanos, which means that the carbon tamid was the first carbon that was brought in the morning, and on almost all days, with the exception of Erev Pesach, the carbon tamid in the afternoon was the last carbon brought in the day. They were like the bookends of all the sacrifices of the day, and that's what we darshan out. V'yiktir aleha chelvei hashlomim, this is hashleim kol hakabanos kulam. Finish off all the korbanos in between these two korbanos. So this is the famous tefillah that we say every morning in the korbanos section. Abaye, Masader, Seidam, Arocha, Mishmei, the Gemara. So now we're going to darshan all the little pieces of this to see why each one takes precedence to the other one. They're all darshan from Sukkim or from Kav Homers or from other drashos. So Gemara starts off and says, Omar Mar. When we quote something, I mentioned already yesterday many times, when we quote something, we go and say, Omar Mar. We're going to go back and repeat, re-quote part of what we just said. So we're going to repeat each part of what Abaye said and discuss it. So we said first, Marocha Gedola, Kodemus Marocha Shneel Shokatoris. We said that the large pyre, you set that up, you put the wood on that before you put on the wood on the second smaller pyre. Gemara asked me, Nala, and how do we know this? So Gemara says, the Tanya, because we're in a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us in regards to the Karbonola, Hu Ha'ola, Al Mokedo, Al Mizbeach, Kola Laila. So what does this Pasuk mean? So it refers to Zu Marocha Gedola. When it says Al Mokedo, it refers to the larger Marocha. The Eish HaMizbeach Tu Kadbo, the end of the Pasuk, so Zu Marocha Shtiel Shok Torres. That's referring to the second pyre that was made for the Ketores, to get coals that would be used for the Ketores. Where it says, V'epoch HaNoah, why don't we switch it around? What's the Havi meaning to switch it around? Gemara will say in a moment. The first thing Gemara answers, Mistabra Marocha Gedola Adifa. It makes sense that the Marocha Gedola is more important. Why? Shekin Kaparosa Meruba. Because there are many, many Korbanos that are brought on that. All the Korbanos are put eventually on the Marocha Gedola, so therefore it makes sense that that should be the one that should be first. Gemara says, Adirabba, no. Here's the Habamina, why the smaller Marocha for Kedetores should have gone first. Because Marocha Shnei Adifa, I would have said that that one should come first. Shekin Machnisim Imenu Lufnim. Because after all, you're going to take the coals from that and bring it inside the Heichal and put it on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach. So that's a higher level of Kedusha. So I might have thought that that should be the one that's mentioned first. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Hochi, even though you're right, it goes Lufnai, it goes Lufnim, it goes inside. Nevertheless, Kaparosa Meruba Adifa, the concept that the outer Mizbeach does many, many more and different kaparos, so that makes it more, that should be the first one to be done. If you say, if you didn't like that teretz, there's another teretz. Ilo Ishkach Eitzim HaRocha Shtia. Let's say you wanted to argue, no, even though kapara is greater, but it still doesn't go Lufnim. So therefore, that should be the more important one. So even if you want to say that, what would be the halacha if you didn't have the second pyre? Where would you get the coals for the Haktoris? Wouldn't you go and take the Milo Mayil the Marocha Gedola? You would take it from the Marocha Gedola, and that would be perfectly fine. So therefore, while yes, there is a separate pyre to go and take the coals from it for the burning of the Haktoris on the Inner Mizbeach, if that wasn't available, you would take it from the Marocha Gedola. So therefore, the Marocha Gedola technically has both. It has Adifus in the fact that it is for many different kaparos, and also it could also be used for lufnim, so therefore that's why it goes first. Then the Gemara says, Marocha Shneel Shel Ketores Kodemes L'Shidu Shnei Gezir Eitzim. So we said that the second pyre, setting that up, takes precedence to putting the Shnei Gezir Eitzim, the two blocks of wood, on the first pyre. Why is that? Mino Allah, and how do we know that? So Gemara says, Dixi, because the Pasuk says, Uviera Leha HaKohen Eitzim Baboke Baboke, because you'll place on it, Aleha, below Al Chaverta, you place the Shnei Gezir Eitzim on the first pyre and not the second pyre. Now, from the fact that it says Aleha, not the second pyre, Mechlal, the Isil Chaverta, it implies that there is a second pyre. So therefore, you have to place it on the first pyre and not on the second pyre. Where it says, but you need the word Aleha to teach us the basic din itself. By Aleha, Mibayle Legufe. You need that to teach us that the Shnei Gezir Eitzim are put on the pyre. You need that pasuk to tell me that. So that's why I know that Aleha tells me that. I can't use Aleha to tell me the drasha, you put it on this one and not on that one. So where it says, Trei Aleha B'Ksive, it actually says in the pasuk more than once Aleha. Now, we have Trei Aleha B'Ksive, it actually says three times in the pasuk Aleha. The pasuk tells us, Uvier Aleha HaKohen, it's in the Boker Boker, Yerach Aleha Ho'ola, and then Viktir Aleha Chavei HaShlamin. So there's a machlokes as to which of these two the Gemara is referring to when it says Trei Aleha Ksive. There are those that suggest that it's only the first and the second one, and others suggest it's referring to the second and the third one. For now, we'll just leave it. It only really needs two of them to darshan out this drasha. Fine. Gemara continues and says, Sidur Shnei Gezir Eitzim Kodim L'dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Going back to Abaye's order, so after the Shnei Gezir Eitzim, only after that did you have the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, the clearing of the ash from the inner Mizbeach, removal of the leftover Ketores and ash from the previous day's Haktores HaKetores.
How do we know that? The Gemara says, "Av agav dehoch k'siv baboker baboker." Even though in regards to the Shnei Gezirim, it says baboker baboker, v'hoch k'siv baboker baboker, and likewise it says in regards to the removal of the ash from the dishum is be'ach apnimi. Nevertheless, even though both places it says baboker baboker, afilu hochi machshir odif, the one that is a hechshir, the one is a preparatory step that takes precedence. Now, what exactly is the preparatory step over here? The Gemara will now address. And the Gemara asks, Machshir Ma'inihu, what exactly is this Machshir, this making it ready for the next step? So Gemara says, that's what the Shnei Gezira Eitzim do. The Shnei Gezira Eitzim prepare you for putting all of the Evarim on that pyre. Gemara says, wait a second, V'amir Shnei Gezira Eitzim L'maruch Gdol Asli. The Shnei Gezira Eitzim have nothing to do with making the coals for the incense. The coals for the incense go on the smaller pyre. These Shnei Gezira Eitzim have nothing to do with Hechsher for the Ketores. So why are you calling this Hechsher, and therefore it takes precedence to the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? So Gemara gives three Teirutzim. First one is Amar Yirmiya tells us Shum Eitzim. It has the shame of Eitzim. Shum Eitzim means it has the evaluation of Eitzim. So therefore, even though the Shnei Gezira Eitzim aren't the ones that are going to be the actual firewood that's going to turn to coals to be used for the Ketores, but other wood, but similar wood will be used on the second pyre, on the Maroch HaShniyah, and therefore it's similar to the Shnei Gezira Eitzim, and that's why it calls the Shnei Gezira Eitzim a Hechsher, as opposed to the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is not a Hechsher. That's Teretz number one. Ravina Amar, Teretz number two, Hoel V'Hizchil B'Maroch HaGomer. Since he's already started being Mesadda to say the Maroch HaGedola, so before he goes to the inside, to the Hechel, to go and do the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, he finishes off the Seder Maroch HaGedola by putting on the Shnei Gezira Eitzim. So he finishes off with that, that's why it takes precedence. That's Teretz number two. Teretz number three, Rav Ashi Amar, Ilo Mishkach Eitzim L'Maroch HaShniyah, Milo Ma'ayim L'Maroch HaGedola. This is what we just said a moment ago. Rav Ashi says, let's say they didn't find wood and they couldn't make a second pyre. So wouldn't they take the wood that had become charcoaled and put that for the incense on the inner Mizbeach? So therefore, the larger pyre could be used sometimes for the incense burning as well. So therefore, the Shnei Gezira Eitzim are Hechsher Mitzvah for the Haktores Haktores. Now the Gemara continues. What comes next? So we said you clear off the inner Mizbeach before you do that Tavish Neiros. Again, why is that? My timer. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Gemara Gemirna. This is a tradition that we have. However, Svaro Lo Yadana, but I don't know why. Now, he obviously did not like the teretz that Rav is about to give in the name of Reish Lakish. So he didn't think that that teretz was a good teretz, and therefore he says, I don't know why. But Rav gives us a teretz. Rav, Amar, Reish Lakish. This goes in accord with what Reish Lakish said. What did Reish Lakish say? Amar Reish Lakish, Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. You have a mitzvah in front of you. As we'll see as we turn to the Omid Beis, the location of the inner Mizbeach was the first thing that the Kohen, when he entered into the Hechel, would hit. It was going to be coming upon you before you reach to the menorah. And therefore, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah. We don't want to pass over the mitzvah of doing the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, because that's the first thing that you come into contact with when you enter into the Hechel. So therefore, don't bypass that to get to the Hatavas Neiros. So that's what Reish Lakish said, Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvos. Now we turn to Lamed Gimel Omid Beis to show us exactly when you come into the Hechel, you're first going to hit the Mizbeach. How do we know that? The Chiyayel Hechel, the Gemara says, B'Mizbeach Poga B'Reisha. The coin entering there will first come upon the Mizbeach, which we'll see is right in the middle, and it's a little bit more eastward. You're coming in on the eastern side of the Hechel, and you're going towards the western side, which is where the Kodesh Kedoshim was. So as you're entering from east to west, as you enter into the Hechel, right in the middle is going to be the Mizbeach. A little bit more east, closer to the person entering, than the Shulchan, which was on the northern side, and the Menorah, which is on the southern side. Now, they're exactly opposite each other, but a little bit more west than the Mizbeach, which is a little bit more east, a little bit closer to the entrance. As the Gemara tells us, the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Shulchan at Tzafon, the Shulchan was on the Tzafon side. As you're entering in from going east to west, that'll be on your right side. Shulchan was on the north, on the right side, and it is exactly placed, Moshuch Menakoso Shtei Amos Umechza. It is 2.5 amos away from the northern wall. Menorah Bedarim. Likewise, opposite that, exactly opposite, was the menorah. which is on the southern side, which is to your left as you're entering from east to west, and it's also Meshuchem and Akosel, Shtei Amos Umechtzis. It's exactly 2.5 amos away from the southernmost wall. And the north and the south, the menorah in the south and the Shulchan in the north, are directly opposite each other, as the Pasuk says. Now, the Mizbeach, which would be right in between them, would then block them from being directly opposite each other, which is not allowed. So therefore, Mizbeach Memutza, while it's in the middle, it's not north, it's not south, it's directly in the middle, but it's Va'omed Be'emtza, while it's in the middle, it is going to be Umashuch Klape Chutz Kimo. It's going to be easternmost, more than the Shulchan and the menorah, because they have to be directly opposite each other. So therefore, it's going to be a little bit more east, and therefore, when the coin comes into the Heichal, that will be the first thing that he encounters. Where it says, why is that? Why aren't the three of them lined up, have the Mizbeach directly in between the Shulchan and the menorah? Shmuel says, that's not allowed. Kivan Dichsiv, the Pasuk tells us, V'yes HaMenorah Nochach HaShulchan. The menorah has to be directly opposite the Shulchan. There could be nothing intervening. So, Ba'inon Dechazu Adad. They have to see each other, so to say. They can't be the Mizbeach in between them, blocking them from seeing each other, so to say. And therefore, it's a little bit more eastward. And therefore, that's what the Kohen encounters as he enters into the Heichal. Bar says, here's another example where Reish Lakish's din of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos applies. Omer Rava, Shema Minami de Reish Lakish, from this din of Reish Lakish, the Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos, Abure Dura Atotefta Osur. A person has to go put on the Tulin Shoyad before he puts on the Tulin Shorosh. Hechi Ovid, what should he do? Midra Litotefta. He first puts on the Midra, the arm. He puts on his Tulin on his arm, and then he goes puts his Tulin on his head. That's how Rashi understands this. As Rashi says, La'achar tefillin shebizroa, after you put on your tefillin on your arm, the shayad, bishul tefillin shorosh, then you go and put on your tefillin shorosh, because it would be awesome to put on your tefillin shorosh, because the ha bizroa pogatchila, because you first encounter your arm before you go up to your head, and therefore, because of this principle of Reish Lakish, ein ma'avir ala mitzvos, that's why you put on the tefillin shayad before you put on the tefillin shorosh. Tosos does not like this. Top Tosos, Pirush Rashi, Niyat Tulin Barosh, Kodim Shiniyat Tulin Shayad, to put on your Tfilah Shorosh before you put on your Tfilah Shoyad, also, that's not allowed, because the Kol Mavir Al Mitzvah Tfilah Shoyad, the Pogah Barash of Isroa, Kodim Shayil Rosh. As we just said, because you come and count to your arm first before you reach your head, therefore you'd be Mavir and Al Mitzvah. But Tosos says that's very difficult, the Kosha, to this Parish, the My Irya. Reish Lakish. What do you have to learn now from Reish Lakish? Tebeklay from the Pasuk. We learned in the Gemara in Menachos, Kishu Meniach, Meniach Shoyad. You have to put in your Shoyad first, and only afterwards the Shorosh, because the Pasuk says, Ukshatim Liosa Yadecha, and then only afterwards, Vahadav, Vayulutot, the Pos Beinenecha. So that was very problematic. Why does he say this? So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says in the name of Rav Haigon, Zatzal, he says that Rav Haigon said the following. When the Rabbeinu Tam wrote this, Rav Haigon had relatively recently passed away. That's why he calls him Zatzal. The Ayri Bishah Shecholetz Tfilin. When a person takes off his tfilin, Umenichon Batik, and he puts him back in the bag, make sure that you put your Shorosh further back in the bag than your Shoyad. So when you come the next day to take out your Shoyad, which of course you put on first, you'll encounter the Shoyad first and not have to pass over the Tfilah Shorosh to get to the Tfilah Shoyad, which you put on first. That's what this is coming to teach us. That's the first teretz that Tosfos brings down, the Rabbeinu Tam in the name of Haigon. Second teretz is from Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And he says, Dele'inyin mishmush aire. When you're first touching your tefillah shoyad, you always touch that first before you touch the tefillah shorosh. The person has to constantly be aware of its tefillah shoyad and tefillah shorosh, and has to constantly touch them. So when you do, which many people have the custom that they touch their tefillah shoyad, and then they touch the tefillah shorosh, that's what it's referring to. Don't bypass the mitzvah of touching your shoyad, which comes first, before you touch the shorosh. So therefore, that's the reasoning why it says that Reish Lakish tells us, Ein Ma'avir Al Mitzvos, do the shoyad before the shorosh. But not like Rashi says, you put on the shoyad before the shorosh. Of course that's true, but that's based on what the Pasuk Tosfos says. So either like the Rav Haigon, that it means that you go and put it in the bag, so the next day you'll take out the shoyad before the shorosh, you have to pass over the shorosh to get to the shoyad. Or when you're kissing your tefillin and being mamashmish in your tefillin to know where they are, always do the shoyad before you do the shorosh. Gemara continues and says, now the next step in the avodah of hatovas chavish meiros kodim damatomid, that you go and do the cleaning out of the five candles in the menorah before you do the dam of the carbon tomid. And then the dam atomid kodim latovish te neros. Then you do the other two neros, but you do the dam, the zrik of the dam of the korban tomid in between the hatovish chomesh neros and the hatovish te neros. Obviously, more asks my time of why. So Abaye says because the pasuk says hahu baboker the shnei gzirietzim, because it says by the shnei gzirietzim baboker, and it's not necessary the lo tzriche. As Rashi explains, it wasn't necessary to tell me that you do it. Baboker means early in the morning, because the Lo Tzarech to tell me that, Do Amorin Machshir Adit, because this was a Machshir. And we already said that the reason why it's done early and first is because it's a Machshir. It's a preparatory step. So therefore, the extra words Baboker that are found regarding the Shnei Gzir Eitzim are extra. And we learned yesterday, we learned many, many times previous to that, in Eino Inyan Lezeh, Tneyu Inyan Lezeh. If you don't need it for this Drasha, so then you have the halachic right to go and use it for another Drasha. So therefore, the Gemara is says, since you don't need it over here, Shadinu Lahocha, go and bring it over here to the Hatovas Chomesh Neros and to the Dam of the Karbon Tomid. Chad Shadje Latovas Chomesh Neros, throw one of these babokers to tell me that the Hatovas Chomesh Neros goes first. That's why you put it on that. So now that has an extra boker telling me that it takes precedence to the Dama Tomid. And then you take the second of the baboker, the second boker, the chad shadji l'dama tomid. You put that on to the Dama Tomid to teach me the nekadmi l'atavish shei neros that comes before the last two neros in the menorah. Now, let's understand that further. So therefore, the Gemara says, Chad Shadi l'atavish chomesh neros l'kadmi l'dama tomid. That which we just said, that you put one of the bokers added on, so to say, to the Atovish Teh Chomesh Neiros, so that will come before the Karbon Tomid, the Hochet Losa, because now it has three Baboker, two of its own, and one that you added on, and the Hochet Trey. In regards to the Dam, you only have two, one of its own, and one that we just added on. And therefore, V'chad Shadli Dam HaTomid, and then when you put one on the Dam HaTomid, to teach us the Mekadme La Tovosh De Neros, so therefore, even though both of them have two, Afogav the Hochetre, they both have two bokers, with the one you waited on that made it two for the Dam, and they're two already on that Tovosh De Neros, nevertheless, Mechaper Odif, since the Dam is a Mechaper, the Dam of the Korban Tomid is Mechaper, and the Tovosh Shnei Neros are not a Mechaper, so therefore, they both have two bokers, but therefore, the Mechaper is Odif, and the Dam comes before the Tovosh De Neros. Where says, wait a second. Omalei Rapapa Abaye. Rapapa says to Abaye, wait a second. The Emo, Chad Shadi Ledishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. You have the two extra boker, baboker that's found by the Shnei Gzir Yetzim. Maybe one should be thrown onto the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi to tell me, Nekadme Ledam HaTomid, that should come ahead of the Dam HaTomid. Because the Hochet Losa, now there are three in regards to the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, Hochet Trey. And in regards to the Dam HaTomid, there are only two. And then v'chad shadi dam atomid, and then the second one that you're putting onto the dam atomid, the nikdom latovas chomesh neiros, that should go ahead of the chomesh neiros. Because even though they now have two, each of them has two, the hatovish neiros had its own two, and the dam atomid had one plus the one that we added to it, the afogav, the hochetrei, even though they both have two, we could argue mechaper adiv. And therefore, Rapapa questions Abaye and said, the way you're taking the baboker, the shnei gzir eitzim, and you're putting it, one of them on the Hatovas Chomesh Neros and one on the Dam HaTomid, no, why not do it? Put one of it on the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, so that will come before the Dam HaTomid, but then the Dam HaTomid will come before the Chomesh Hatovas Chomesh Neros. Where it says, no. If that were the case, so then the order would be Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Dam of the Korban Tomid, and then the Hatovas Chomesh Neros followed by the Hatovas Shnei Neros. Then there would be no separation between the five and the two candles of the menorah. The Hatovas of the Chomesh Neros would be right next to the Hatovah of the Shnei Neros. Now the Gemara says, that wouldn't be so terrible. That works so well according to Reish Lakish that says, why do we have to separate between them? Why do we do five and then we do two? Because we want everybody just to be aware of, look what we're doing. So we make a big fanfare out of it. We make a big excitement and a big publicization out of it. But there doesn't have to be anything separating between the two. So therefore, according to that opinion of Reish Lakish, Shapir, no problem. There wouldn't be a problem in having the no interruption between the Atovas Chomesh Neros and the Atovas Shnei Neros, because there wasn't supposed to be an interruption between them. We're doing this just to publicize it, to aggrandize it, and make everybody know about it. However, Elul Rabbi Yochanan, who says no, the pasuk tells me the Omer baboker, which means chelkeu l'shnei bakarim. It means to separate it. You have to have something in between the atavas chomesh neiros and the atavas shnei neiros. And therefore, the only way you can learn it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there has to be something in between them, is like Abaye did. And that removes the kasha the Rav Papa had on him. Why don't we throw the boker, one of them on the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the other one on Dam? If he did that, so then you'd have nothing in between the Chomesh Neros and the Shtei Neros. So therefore, the way Abaye did it is correct. You take one boker from the baboker, and you put it on the Hatovas Chomesh Neros. You take the second boker from baboker, and you put it on the Dam HaTomit. And therefore, the Dam HaTomit will be before the Hatovas Shnei Neros, but in between the Hatovas Chomesh Neros and the Hatovas Shnei Neros, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said is required. Now, however you learn, like Abaye or like Rav Papa just now, they each required the baboker by the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim to be broken up and used either, like Abaye said, for the Hatovas Chomesh Neros and the Dam of the Korban Tomid, or, like Rav Papa said, to use it for the Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dam Korban Tomid. So Gemara says, Amar Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Hai baboker the Eitzim, this Pasuk that we have, the baboker by the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim, which you're saying seems to be extra because we said that the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim are a machshir, and therefore they automatically go first. Mimiyater, that's not really extra. That's a Ravina says to Ravashi. Ha'amaboyle legufa, you need it for itself. What do you need it for? The kamarachmana, nikdibu lamorach hoshniyo shel kitores. I might have said that the putting of the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim should it take precedence to the second Marocha. It should go right after your Marich, the Seder of the first Marocha Gedola, immediately go put up the Baboker, go put up the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim. And therefore, you need the Baboker to tell me that the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim come before the Marocha Shniyah. Where it says, wait a second, we just said that that's not true. Amalei, so Ravashi says back to Ravina, V'lav mi'o kimna, but we just said that that's not correct. Because we darsh in the pasuk olel. Remember, we have the three times olel. We either darsh in the first and the second one, or the second and the third one. Olel the lo al chaverta, that you have to go put the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim on the main pyre on the Marocha Gedola, and not on the second smaller pyre on the Marocha Shnia. And we said the word olel implied that the second was already present. So therefore, when you're putting up the Shnei Gezeirei Eitzim, it must be that the first and the second pyre are already there. Otherwise, why would you need the drasha of olel? As the Gemara says, Mechlal the Iso Lechverto, that it does already have an existing pyre there, so that's why you put it on the first one and not the second one, which was already in existence. Then the Gemara says, Maishno Diovit Hatovis Chomesh Neros Bereisha, Navit Hatovish De Neros Bereisha. Why do we do the five candles first? Do the two candles first. Why would we do the five candles necessarily before the two candles? Shmuel says, no. Kivin the Asrilabu of Adruba. Since you're starting to do Hatova, you're starting to clean it out, so do the majority of it. Shmuel says, so why don't you do six of them? The Navid Shais, do six instead of five. Shmuel says, no, because the Pasuk tells us, Omar Kra, Beitivoes Haneiros Yach Tirena. Only after you've done the Hatova of the last Neiros, plural, can you do the Haktores Haktores. And therefore, the A Neiros, since it says two, Pishusos Mishtaim. So you have to break it up to five and two. Gemara continues and says, Vatova Shtei Neiros Kudemus Ketores. So after you do the Hatova Shtei Neiros, then you do the Ketores. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says so. Do Omar Kra, Beitivoes Haneiros. The Pasuk says, you do the Hatovas HaShtei Neiros, and then only then do you do the Haktores HaKtores. That was easy. Then we go, Ktores comes before Lievorim. You have to burn the Ktores before you put the component parts of the Korban Tomid up on the Mizbeach. How do we know that? The Tanya says, Beferish in the Braisa. Yukdam the Dovar Shinemar Bo Boker Baboker, the Dovar Shalom Nemar Bo, Elo Boker Echod Bovad. By the Korban Tomid, the burning of the Korban Tomid, it only says Boker one time. And in regards to the Haktores Haktores, it says Baboker Baboker. So Baboker Baboker means earlier. So therefore, the Haktores Haktores has to be take precedence. It comes earlier than the Haktores Ha'evorim on the outer Mizbeach. Vaitu, the Gemara says, Ve'evorim L'mincha. You do the Evorim before you do the Mincha, the libation, the flower offering that comes along with the Korban Tomid. How do we know that? The Tanya. Because the Braisa tells us, Minayin shlo yedavr kodem l'tamid shel shachar. Because as we darshan that, nothing could become the carbon before the carbon tamid shel shachar. And that includes even the mincha offering that comes along with the carbon tamid shel shachar. As we turn to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, Talmud Lomer, because the pasuk says, V'yarach oleha ha'ola. As Rashi points out, the hey in the word ha'ola, mashma the hey rishona, the ola, the one that comes first. Di la ruye ba'alma, also, if it's just telling me, that's going to be the pyre that you're going to put on the Ola and the Shlomim. So just write, V'orach Aleha. Why do you have to tell me, V'orach Aleha Ha'ola? That comes to teach me that the Ola comes first. V'omar Rabba Ha'ola, he Ola Rishona. That comes first. Then the Gemara continues and says, U'mincha l'chavitin, and the mincha comes ahead of the chavitin. Why is that? Ola u'mincha, because the pasuk says Ola and then mincha. So therefore, the Ola comes first, and then you have the mincha, and then you have, after that, the chavitin, because the Ola is followed immediately by the mincha, and only afterwards you do the chavitin. Know why the chavitin and the nesachim? How do we know the chavitin come ahead of the yayin? The nesachim here is referring to the yayin, because again, chavitin is a type of mincha. So ola u'mincha implies not only the mincha that is the minchas nesachim that comes along with the ola, but also the mincha that is known as the chavitin. So all the minchas come before the nesachim. Then the word says, "Nesachim u'musafim." The nesachim come before the musafim on Shabbos. That's because the pasuk says, "Zebach u'nesachim." The zebach, the carbon tamid, and its nesachim, they come together. And only afterwards do you bring the carbon musaf. Musafim le'bazichin, and the musafim come before the bazichin. The Gemara says, "Vatanya." Bazichin kodem in the musafim. We have a brisa that says the exact opposite, that the bazichin, the taking of the frankincense from the top of the ladle on the two stacks of the six lechem upon him, each of the two stacks had the ladle full of the lavona on the top, and that was brought onto the mizbeach. So this brisa says that came before the karban musaf. So Gemara says, Yitaki, you're right, Tanoyi. There's a machlokus in these two brises, and it's a machlokus we had in Gemara and Pesachim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, which of these two came first. So our Mishnah says the Musafim come before the Basichin, and that Brisa says that the Basichin come before the Musafim. Tanoihi. Amar Abaye, Mistavro Kimandi Amar, Musafim Kodum Basichin. Abaye, Lishita. So over here it says it makes sense that the Musafim should come before the Basichin. Why is that? Because La Miyamris Baboke Baboke Lahakdim, just like we just pointed out before several times, the Baboke Baboke comes to tell me early in the morning, not just morning, but early in the morning. In other words, that tells me something should come earlier. So too, when it says Bayom, where it says Bayom HaShabbos, Bayom HaShabbos, it says in regards to the Lechem upon him, Bayom HaShabbos, Bayom HaShabbos, Yarichenu. So therefore, Hochanami, when it says Bayom twice, Bayom, and then Bayom, it means La'achar. It's the exact opposite of Baboker, Baboker. Baboker, Baboker means earlier in the morning, and Bayom, Bayom means later in the day, when it's definitely day, middle of the day. So therefore, Abaye says it makes sense that the Karban Musaf should come before the Bazichin. Where it says, my time demand the Omar, Bazichin called him the Musafim. No, so the Brais and Psachim. So how do we know there? What's the source for saying that the Bazichin should come first? The Abaye just gave us a good raya. Why the Musafim should come first? Why does that Brais tell us that the Bazichin should come first? So where it says, Gomer Chuka, Chuka Mechavitin. We darshan it out through Exerus Shavah. In regards to the Chavitin, it says, Chok Olam Lahashem Kolil Toktor, Rashi tells us. And in regards to the Levona, it says Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lo Meishe Hashem Chok Olam. So the Chavitin has the words Chok Olam, and the Levona, the Bazichin, has the word Chok Olam, and therefore that comes to compare the two, and therefore it comes one after the other. So as soon as you can, after the Chavitin, you go and bring the Bazichin. Where it says if that's true, Ibi Hasim Gamar, so then Ligmar Akula Milsuni Hasim. So then why don't you learn everything out from there, and that the Levona, if it's going to be just like the Chavitin, should even precede the bringing of the Yain Nesachim. So where it says, no, Lahoch Yahani, Bayom, Bayom, Liacher. That's why we have, even according to this Brisa, it did say, Bayom HaShabbos, Bayom HaShabbos, so that comes to tell me to delay it a little bit, so at least bring the Yain Nesachim first, and only afterwards go and bring the Bazichin, albeit it's before the Musaf, according to this opinion. That concludes this famous, statement from Abaye that we say every day in the davening. Hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, when you say it, you'll say it with a lot more kavanah. Let's already go a little bit further. The Gemara says, "Ketores shel ach shel shachar ha'isa kreva ben dam loivarim v'chule." So the ketores that was brought in the morning time was brought in between the dam and the evarim. That's the girsa that we had. After you shechted the karban, so you brought the dam, you did the zrika with the dam, then you did the ketores, and only afterwards did you come back to do the evarim of the karban tamid. Whose opinion is this? Money. So Gemara says, E Rabbanim, if you're going to tell me this is the opinion of the Rabbanim, so wait a second. Bein dam l'neiros miboyle. If it's the opinion of the Chachamim, we learned this previously, so they would hold that it would come between the dam and the neiros miboyle. Not between the dam and the Evarim, but between the Atavos, Haneiros, and the dam. That's according to the Chachamim that we had. And if you're going to tell me, no, we go like Abishol over there, Abishol. So his opinion was, it was being Nehiruslevarimi Boyale. So what's going on? We don't seem to have anybody that goes in accord with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Liolim Rabbanan, who? Uchasidra Lokomairi. Our Mishnah is actually following the opinion of the Chachamim. But it wasn't so interested in the Seder over here of the Mishnah. Why not? Lo Dok just wasn't careful. He was just listing all of the things over here. But Lav Dafka was listing them in their specific order. When you get down to brass tacks, however, so that was a machlokes between the Chachamim and Abishol as to what the actual order was. And the Chachamim here, they just listed it. They weren't interested in listing it in the order that it was brought. One more. The Mishnah stated, V'shalbeinu Abayim, V'shalbeinu Abayim, L'nesochim, V'chulei. The order in the afternoon of the Ketores was different than the order in the morning. In the afternoon, the Ketores was brought in between the Evarim and the Nesachim. Different than we just said for the morning. So Gemara asks, Mino Hanimili, how do we know that? From Rav Yochanan says, the Omakra, Keminchas HaBoker Uchinisko Taseh. Because the Pasuk says that just like in the morning, Keminchas HaBoker Uchinisko Taseh, so too in the afternoon, you'll make the same as you did in the morning. Now what does it mean? Ma minchas haboker, just like the mincha in the morning was ketores kodemis l'nesachim, the ketores have to come before the nesachim, so too avkan, ketores kodemis l'nesachim, so too over here, the ketores comes prior to the nesachim. Where it says, wait a second, ima lahala ketores kodemis l'yevarim, so wait a second, in the morning the ketores comes before the yevarim, so too avkan, ketores kodemis l'yevarim, is that true? That's not correct. Where it says, no, that's easy to resolve. Miksiv ki'evare haboker. It doesn't say ki'evare haboker. It says ki'minchas haboker uchinisko taseh. So therefore, the evarim don't have to be the same. And therefore, ki'minchas haboker kisiv, ki'minchas haboker, velo ki'evare haboker. Only the minchas haboker and not ki'evare haboker. Okay, we got a little bit ahead. We did already half of tomorrow's daf lamed dalet. It's a shame. This maybe people can get an extra day ahead now in the Gemara. We'll do an extra half daf. The daf is very short, upcoming. So the Netz Hashem, people will be able to chazu a little bit more on their own. With this, we conclude today's daf.